I've seen heaven with my own eyes, and there ain't nothing here to compare to it, and there's nothing I'd trade for it. Hey, man, I'll be honest with you. I'm dying to go. How about you? Well, that's the only way you'll get there. Think about it. Praise God. Good to see these folks from Independence, Iowa. I'm telling you, Brother William Hill, his ministry, his writings and books, and we've used them for, let's see, we went there in 77. Some of y'all, that's before you discovered America. But anyway, that's back there when everybody wore sandals. But anyhow, praise God. Amen. We appreciate Brother Hill and these folks that are going. Well, we talked a little bit about Honduras last night, and we try to go there once or twice a year and think about. They say that Chinese, Taiwan, the dialects like that are the very most difficult to learn. Well, I can't even get English down good. They said, when are you going to start learning Spanish? I've started learning it. But at my age, I told you, I'm so forgetful, I can hide my own Easter eggs. So, you know, for me to remember language is going to be tough. I'm just going to tell you. But we appreciate y'all going, and we really appreciate y'all coming out tonight. Amen. You don't know the song, so you can't sing it that way. But you try to, after we get singing a little bit, maybe you'll like it. Somebody have a breakdown here in a little bit. Let some of these boys play their instruments a little bit. But, amen. The key of C and the chorus starts in F. Amen. Go ahead. Oh, that ain't it. Give me a C. See, I preach in C. And so I try to sing in some other key, and it throws me off. I don't understand. My wife said I have a wonderful voice deep down sound inside of me, but I tear it up so bad trying to get it out. That might be it. I don't know. Amen. Well, I heard about a place that the Lord went away to repair. Friend, it sounded so good. I wanted to live up there. And ever since Jesus saved my soul, sweet heaven has been my goal. And I'm not only going to make it, I'm going to enjoy my trip. Well, I'm not only going to make it, I'm going to enjoy my trip. Cause I got my mind made up. Well, there'll be no turning back when this is it.
This is it.
Well, and I got Jesus to carry my load. He's been there and he knows the road.
I'm not only going to make it, I'm going to enjoy my trip.
Won't you sing it with me? I said I am not only going to make it, well, I'm going to enjoy my trip. Cause I got my mind made up, church. There'll be no turning back. This is it.
This is it.
I got Jesus to carry my load. He's been there and he knows the road.
I'm not only gonna make it, I'm gonna enjoy the trip.
I got a river to cross and one more mountain to climb. Oh, but I've made up my mind, I'm staying on Jesus' side. Oh, hallelujah. I done forgot part of this verse, but I ain't gonna quit singing. Anyway, I'm not only gonna make it, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. One more time, help me. Well, church, I'm not only gonna make it, well, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. Well, I got
my mind made up.
There'll be no turning back.
This is it.
And I got Jesus to carry my load. Hey, church, he's been there. He already knows the road.
I'm not only gonna make it. I'm gonna enjoy my trip.
I don't know if the devil ever talked to you, but he talked to me. One time he told me this right here. Amen. Right out of the devil's own mouth. He said, you might as well quit. Oh, you might as well stop. That's what he told me. Well, he said, a boy like you never make it to the top.
church, but looky here where I stand. I'm looking over in God's promised land. And I'm not only gonna make it, come on church, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. Woo! Help me.
I'm not only gonna make it.
Hey, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. Cause I got my mind made up. There'll be no turning back. Hey, Mrs. E.
I got Jesus
to carry my load. Hey, friend, he's been there. He already knows the road. I'm not only gonna make it.
I'm gonna enjoy my trip.
Sing it one more time. Well, I'm not only gonna make it. Hey, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. Don't you know I got my mind made up. There'll be no turning back.
This is it. I got Jesus
to carry my load. He's been there, but he knows
the road. I'm not only gonna make it. I'm gonna enjoy my trip.
You got your mind made up to do that. Lift your hand and tell God I'm gonna make it. Well, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. Woo! Good job. I got my mind made up. There'll be no turning back.
This is it, cause I got Jesus
to help me carry my load. He knows the road.
I'm not only gonna make it, I'm gonna enjoy my trip.
Rejoice in the Lord for that tonight. Hallelujah.
The Lord healed my knee last night when they asked for people to come up and for prayer. And I came over there, and Brother Ricky and some of them laid hands on me. And my knee has felt better today than it has felt in a while, and I want to praise the Lord for it.
Hallelujah. If you've got a touch in this revival, won't you give God the praise right now? I've got help. I'm feeling better. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Lord, we want you to get all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We wouldn't touch it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. My, it's good to be here. Good to be among folks that love the Lord and that want to serve Him and that are interested in praying and seeking God. And amen. That's just, you know, churches, that's what we live. That's where we are. That's who we are. That's all we know. Amen. Just church. And serving the Lord and living for God. Amen. I tried everything else in this life. I'm going to tell you that right now straight up. And there just ain't nothing in this world worth going back for. There's nothing in this world worth giving up what we've got for. Amen. So I say hang on. Hold on. If we don't hang together, we'll hang separately. And you sure don't want to do that. Amen. Praise God. On the way up here, Sister Carol said, why don't you ever take me someplace expensive? So I just took her to the gas station. Praise God. I told one church that, and a man got up and he said, well, my wife said the same thing. Let's go someplace we ain't never been in a long time. He said, come on. He took her by the hand and led her to the kitchen. Praise God. I don't know. I just don't know. Hallelujah. But I do know this. Glory to God. We serve a great God. It's a wonderful, wonderful country we live in. Thank God for these musicians that came to. Brother that plays that banjo does a great job, that mandolin picking. I mean, it's hard to beat. Glory to God. I'm not sure they're going to have microphones in heaven. I know I don't need one. And so as soon as I get it, they turn me down. I prayed for a fresh anointing from the Lord and an Elijah spirit. And God gave it to me, a double portion. Yeah, he did. I'm loud and I'm long. So if you will, just hold on, buckle your seat belts, and no smoking. We'll try to go to Luke chapter 22.
Somebody said, what do you mean no smoking? You can't talk like that in this church. Hey, listen to me. Hey, man, I smelled some of y'all's brake linings burning as I drug you to the altar. Don't tell me you ain't been smoking. Come on here and help me now. We got to get in. We got to have church. We got to have a touch from God. We need an anointing that'll break the yoke of bondage. That'll set the captive free. Sister Mary's come back tonight looking for a little bit more. I remember when I didn't hardly know what was going on. I mean, people come in and shouted and jumped and rolled. That's back when we were holy rollers. Now we're holy bowlers. But anyway, that was back when we had that unction and anointing of the Holy Ghost. And people were flipping and flopping like a fish out of water. And I thought, my Lord, I don't need this. I don't understand this. Amen, Brother Savage. Amen. I went to a little revival before I was saved, and there was a boy there by the name of Cole. What was his name, honey? Stephen Cole. He was Jack Cole's son. Man, little red-headed boy, he got up there. Amen. He commenced to preach. He ran away with the thing. He run the backs of the pews, shouted up and down the aisles, and tried to get me saved, Brother Ricky. I said, I ain't saved, honey, but if I ever do, I want what he's got. That's all you need right there, sister. That's all you need, a little more of what you've got. Amen. And a lot more of what we've got. We don't have a monopoly on it. We don't own it and we don't control it. Say amen. Amen. This is God's work. All he's trying to do is stir us up. Amen. You're either dignified or you're petrified. Make up your mind tonight which side that you're on. Hallelujah. I want to be alive when Jesus comes. For he said the those that are alive and remain shall be caught up. I don't know where you stand on the coming of the Lord, but I'm going to straighten it out right here for me. I'm going in the first load that goes. Amen. If you're not there, I'll tell them you're coming. You smile at me now. Glory to God. I don't care how. I don't care what it costs, and I don't care what some preacher preaches that I got to do to make it, friend. I want to make it. I've got to make it. And I'm kind of enjoying the trip. People like you make it good, make it easy, wonderful place to stay. Amen. More food than we really need. Don't say amen. And, I got took out today, and that preacher, he knows how to help y'all folks. He sure does. Got me up early, took me out to eat, fed me more than I needed, run me all afternoon after this, that, and other. I'm wore out, so I ain't going to preach long. Somebody say hallelujah. He knows how to take care of you folks. He knows how to get you treated right. Glory to God. Luke chapter 22, if you'd like to follow along tonight, I'd like to preach along a different vein. That I preached last night, but I would like to sooner or later hit the jugular vein. Amen. I was taught when you draw the sword, bring the blood. I've already told several of these young preachers, don't touch my Bible, you'll get cut. That thing will cut you. And I'm not lying. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing but the blood going to wash away your sin. What can make you whole again? Say it. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We could get our sleeves down to our fingertips, our hair dragging the ground. Amen. And get all the weird, wild, and worldly music out of our truck. And I'm telling you now, we may still be lost. We got to have a heart touch. We got to have a heart transplant. We got to get a hold of something that stirs us up from within, not from without. We're looking at a younger generation that can get the hair right in 30 minutes. They can dress for church in 15 minutes, except for the boys. They got to primp, amen, and prime a little bit. It used to be the girls, now it's the boys. Amen. This generation is so effeminate, it seemed like. Amen. I told some of them, one reason some of you young preachers ain't married yet, you ain't found nothing softer and smoother than you are. Shout with me now. Praise God. I've been going around shaking the young preachers' hands, and all I feel is calluses on their thumbs and fingertips from killing space invaders all day long when they ought to be praying and seeking God. Now somebody help me. I'm going to preach tonight. I come to stir you up. I come to wake you up and shake you up and, if possible, break you up, pull you out of the foul of ground and plant you somewhere where you can grow. Right here's a good place to start. God's helping us. But I'm telling you, this devil is after us. Amen. And he wants to destroy not only us, but our homes and families and the church. Say amen. I'm telling you, God has got to help us, friend, or we'll never make it. But you're in the right place tonight. I know everybody didn't show back up tonight. I imagine I helped you too long last night. Or maybe the Holy Ghost did. I don't think I was in charge. And I know you got to work and all, but you just be here as often as you can and get all you can, because you're going to need all you can get. Get all you can and can all you get, because you're going to need it. Amen. You're going to need it. Praise God. Luke chapter 22. We live in a generation that believes that you cannot live right, but you cannot die wrong. Think about it. You can't live right. Nobody can really live right, but when they die. Woo, how many's been to a funeral where the preacher said this person went to hell? This person died lost. You ever been to one? Had one lady was preaching her husband's funeral. And she punched her sister and said, "Hold my seat, I'm going up there in the front." And the preacher was just glamorizing this guy and talking about what a wonderful person he was. She said, "What you going up there for?" Said, "I want to look and see who's in the casket. That ain't my husband. Come on now." She lived with him. Smile now. I'm telling you, friend, we live in a generation that believes no matter what you live, you're going to make it. Amen. The Baptists believe once saved, always saved. And the Holiest believe once filled, always filled. But I'm going to tell you now, we need a fresh touch from God. We need a brand new anointing. Oh, David said, "There's one thing I need. I've had the oil poured on me, but I need some fresh oil." Woo, I need some fresh oil, and we need it tonight. The Bible said in verse 31, and the Lord said, "Simon, Simon." He called him Simon Peter. He called him Bar-Jonah. He called him a lot of different things, friend. But right here, he's addressing him by personal name. He's dealing with him, amen, on a personal basis. He knows him as Peter, amen, the son of Jonas or Bar-Jonas. But he knows he's Simon Peter. That makes a difference. He said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee." Woo! I love that verse. Amen. Right in the middle of it, "I have prayed for thee." Thank God he does. "That thy faith fail not." And when thou art converted, or things are turned around the other way and they're changed, I want you to strengthen your brethren. Help me pray tonight that God would anoint us all, my lips and your ears, and it would settle in our hearts. Father, we love you. We need you tonight. We praise you for what you're about to do, how you're going to help us tonight. We pray for that anointing that breaks that yoke of bondage and sets that captive free. Break chains tonight. Tear down walls tonight. Amen. Cause us to face ourselves in the mirror of God's holy word and realize who we really are. Yes. Amen. And then help us to help one another, to strengthen our brethren. In the name of Jesus, we're praying. Amen. Amen. You find in your Bible, in your earlier reading, that Satan has already entered into the heart of Judas. He's got Judas. Now he's out after Peter. He tells the disciples, "One of you shall betray me." But I want you to know tonight, amen, one version or gospel says, they each turned to the other, Brother Ricky, and said, "Is it I?" Amen. We don't do that nowadays. When the preacher lays the leather down and begins to preach and begins to call sin, sin, and tries to reach for a lost person, we all look around and say, "I know who it is, but it ain't me." Amen. Brother Russell McDonald said, if we've got one problem in the wholeness movement, it is that we don't have a need. And after a preacher has preached and we've hollered amen and shouted glory to God and hallelujah, how many wants to come to the altar? Nobody. How many's got a need tonight? Nobody. Come on now, if we ain't got no needs, how come you're not pastoring somewhere? How come you're not leading a Bible study with 20 people in it and bringing them in here on Sunday? Why aren't you reaching out to the lost like you know you could? If you've got it all straightened out, then help straighten somebody else out. But until then, leave everybody else alone. Woo! Hey, man, I'm just trying to give you a little help. Amen. He put helps in the church. Tonight I'm one of them. Satan's got Judas. He's got that bag. The woman come in, poured the oil on Jesus. And immediately Judas said, what a waste, what a waste. That last night to some people wasn't nothing but a waste of time. People running all over the building shouting. This young lady about near prayed through to the Holy Ghost. Had the stammering lips, was almost there. Amen. Others was dancing and shouting, talking in tongues. Amen. Getting a refreshing. And somebody went out the back door and said, what a waste. I thought he was going to preach. I thought we were going to have some singing. Amen. You thought you were going to be entertained. But I'm telling you, if you can't entertain the Holy Ghost, amen, he'll not hang around you very long. I want you to know we need the visitation of God. We got to have it. We're going to die without it. If Pentecost dies, we're going to be the pallbearers. We're going to carry her out like we did Sister Prayer Meeting. It said on her epitaph and at her obituary, amen, she died from neglect. She died from neglect and was buried. You can't have a prayer meeting. You have a volleyball game. Amen. But you can't have no prayer meeting. Amen. You got a church of 120 show up. Amen. I'm telling you now, if we don't get a hold of what God's trying to do in these last days. Do you know the earth is being shaken? That day that they had an earthquake over there in China, there were 16 earthquakes that same day. This earth is being shaken. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. That which cannot be shaken might remain. That's what the devil's doing tonight. Amen. He's just trying to shake us up, shake the church up, and begin to sift God's good people, even the saints, even the Holy Ghost filled. The Bible said, if he delays his coming, even the very elect could be deceived. Is that what the Bible said? Help me here tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, everything, amen, that can bring doubt is going to pour into our minds. Everything that looks fake and false and phony, we're going to see it magnified 100 times because the devil wants us to believe there is no real thing, no genuine, no deluxe, number one certified, hallelujah. Oh no, just a bunch of fakes and phonies. I'm going to tell you now, we got to get a hold of it. The devil, the children sing, is a sly old fox. Amen. Old man used to sing in our area. Old preacher man used to sing. The devil wears a hypocrite's shoe. If you don't watch out, he'll slip it on you. Come on now. Be careful. One woman, they told me one night, said, that woman, you're shouting beside the hypocrite. What are you going to do about that? I said, I'm going to shout on. I ain't going to let no hypocrite out shout me. Woo! Glory. How about you, friend? Praise God. How about you? I believe it. Peter said, you know, Lord, I'll never turn back. I'll never deny you. Amen. I will go with you even to death. You don't worry about old Peter. I'm going to stick like glue. Amen. I'm telling you, the enemy came in like a flood and began to shake Peter's faith. Amen. There's something about seeing Jesus crucified on the cross. Amen. That makes people stop and think, what is this all about? One woman asked a preacher friend, said, where was God? Her son was brutally murdered. And she said, where was God when my son was murdered? And that preacher said, the same place he was when his son was murdered. Yeah. Amen. Boy, we want our little preacher to be Mr. Nicey Nice, Mr. Sweet Guy. Everybody loves our preacher. If everybody loves your preacher friend, he ain't preaching nothing and he ain't living nothing. Hello. You may not know, but don't like him. I don't know him, but don't like him. Hey, neither one of the savage boys, but I'm telling you now. Hey, man, Jesus was not popular. He wasn't on the city council. He didn't pray over the football game. Hey, man, they wanted to kill him because of his ministry, because of his teaching, and because of his preaching, and because he would not compromise to get a crowd. Woo! And so everybody ain't going to love your little preacher if he preaches holiness and preaches the truth and tells people that sin will send you to hell. Man, I wish people were half as afraid of hell as they are holiness. We'd have a revival nationwide. I said we'd have one nationwide. They're scared to death that somebody's going to want them to change the way they live. And all the time they're on their phone telling their friends the way they're living is killing them. They hate it. They're upset. They're tore up. They got ulcers. They're drinking Mylanta. Amen. By the bottle. And Maalox. Amen. By the carton. Amen. And got ulcers. Amen. And yet they will not change the way they live. We need a preacher that'll lay it down flat, put it, and say, here is a way, walk in it. And when he does, folks can get help. I'll just leave us alone. Leave us alone. Amen. I'm going to tell you, no preacher worth his salt will leave his people alone. You'll never be good enough. He'll never be good enough. Amen. Because we'll never be perfect. But we're marching on to perfection, aren't we? Amen. Because we're not trying. It's just because we got this old flesh that won't cooperate. Amen. Old Peter said, you know what? Amen. Lord, I'm going to stick with you. How many times have you heard it, Brother Savage? We've come to help you. We've come to stick by you. Amen. You can count on us. And 3 weeks later, the Lord led them somewhere else. Amen. They want their preacher to fast and pray and come to them and say, God told me to come here. I prayed about it. I got three signs from the Lord. The police went over and I flipped it the other way and three or four miracles. And they want to hear all that before they'll let him pastor the church. But they can come in and out the swinging doors any way they want to. Come on now. Folks used to pray about where they go to church. They used to hear from God and say, I'm here. Amen. Thick or thin. Sometimes it'd get pretty thin, but they would stick. We need some folks that'll stick. Amen. Woo. We need some folks that get in and back it up. But oh, Peter, he got sifted. What's a sifter do? You ladies know, if you haven't forgot by now, amen, you can take flour or something coarse and put it in here and just begin to, I've seen others take it and take the flour and do like this, and they were spreading that flour out over that dough, and then they could roll the dough out and it wouldn't stick to the rolling pin. I've eaten the fruit of that activity. That's when I know so much about it, and you can tell by looking. I mean, tell you, but when they got done, there was a bunch of junk, a bunch of chaff, a bunch of stuff that would not go through the sifter, and therefore they just take and throw it out. That's what the devil wants to do to you, my friend, tonight. Amen. The sifter has come to the church. The sifter has come to the saints of God, and the devil wants to put you in here and sift you like wheat until he sifts all your love out, all your joy out, all your faithfulness out, all your commitment out. Amen. Sift you until there's nothing left but something he can throw out on the dung pile and be done with it. That's what he wants to do with you, young man. That's what he wants to do with you, young men and young ladies, to get you in this sifter and sift your purity out, sift your standard out, sift you until there's nothing left but something worth throwing out on the pile. Many of us don't have the testimony you have. If you got godly parents and they're Christians and they put you in a Christian school, or they would if they could afford to, or whatever, they built you a Christian home. You listen to me tonight, church. That's not Brother Ricky's school. It's your school. And if you'll back it and you'll stick with it, you can have fruit I've had since 1980. Amen. 30 some years of young people in foreign missions, pastoring churches, doing works for God. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. You ever been up to Kansas City, Kansas? Amen. You know Ronnie Rice? He pastors up there. He's my nephew. Amen. We got him going around doing kids' crusades. We got him in revival as evangelist. My son's my pastor. Amen. I'm telling you, that enemy want to sift everything out of them. Amen. That could possibly be of any value. Simon, you hear it? Simon. You know why he said Simon? Because it got him thinking about the sifter. Can you hear it tonight? Grinding, grinding, grinding. We saw Samson. He was blinded. Yeah? He was grinding. Amen. He was winding up his last days, right there grinding meal for the Philistines. That's where he wants to take you, young people. That's why he likes for y'all to sit back there and talk and visit and text during church. It's so he can sift all the good messages, all the good words out of you. You don't need your phone tonight. I got the text and I got the message. So shout now. Great God of heaven. Amen. He's trying to sift everything out of you worth having. Everything out of you worth getting. Amen. He'd like to take your pure life. We made a mess, didn't we, brother? Did the devil make you do it? You come on, tell me tonight. Did the devil make you do what you was doing, or did you want to? Yeah, come on. Yeah, we wanted to. Me and him been bikers. Yeah, he rode with the pagans. I rode with the banditos. But I'm telling you right now, nobody made us do it. There was a time when we didn't have to. But after a while, we had no choice. We were bound. We were bound. Only Jesus could break that chain. Oh, don't you get that bound, children. Don't you ever have a testimony like mine. You can be anything you want to be, but I can never be what you are. I can never be who you are. I can never testify like you do. I never had a chance to go to youth camp, kids camp. I never had revivals. I never had holiness preacher to help me. When I got saved, Brother Savage, my mama's Jehovah's Witness, and I got to singing old gospel songs. Amen. After coming out of the honky-tonks in Dallas. Amen. And my mama said, I'd rather see you back on a bar stool with a beer in your hand singing Merle Haggard songs than to know you're preaching holiness. I hadn't had no encouragement. If it hadn't been for my wife, there'd been times I wouldn't have had, thank God, amen, even a pat on the back. But I'm telling you, you can rise up and encourage yourself like David did in the Lord. Sometimes you seem like you're by yourself. Nobody in my family encouraged me to go and preach holiness. Now don't forget, I got a rough testimony, but it's been clean for 36 years. Ain't nobody going to put their finger on anything and open sin in my life. And I'm not bragging, I'm bragging on the Lord. I'm telling you, he can keep you. He can keep you. But Satan wants to sift everything out. Your peace. He can't sleep at night. Amen. Your assurance that God has you in the palm of his hand. He liked to sift every bit of it out and then just throw you out on the pile. Just dump you out for refuge. Use you, misuse you, and abuse you, and throw you away. I hope you're listening to me tonight. I mean, I hear that sifter right here at Massanova. I can hear it tonight. Some young people deciding what they're going to do. Spoke to a young man here last night. I heard that sifter. I said, I want you to come pray. He said, I got a career. I said, who told you you had a career? Who told you you had a career? You guarantee me that you'll be back tomorrow night and I'll go home and pray and study some more and we'll just dismiss right now. We'll all go eat, do whatever we like to do. Some of you go home, watch TV, whatever. But I'm going to tell you, you can't guarantee me you're going to make it home. I may not get to the basement of that house that we're staying in. But I'll tell you where I am going. I am going to make heaven. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what anybody preaches. It just don't matter. I got to make it. The devil sifted everything that was good out of me and then threw me down on the bar floor in Dallas, Texas. And there just wasn't nothing left to have. There wasn't nothing worth having. When I tried to come to God, the devil was right there in my ear. I could hear that sifter, Brother Ricky. He was saying, you ain't worth nothing. You'll never do nothing. Amen. God don't want you. Nobody don't want you. Your own family don't want you. Amen. Your friends have forsaken you. You are in a mess. There's no hope. When he gets that sifter cranking, seem like you can't hear nothing else. When that sifter goes a grinding on all our good points, he'll grind the Holy Ghost out until you feel like you can't even pray in tongues. He'll grind out your definite calling from God until you say, I don't even know if I'm called to preach. He'll grind until you say, I'm never going to lead another song. I'm never going to play this instrument again. I'm never going to do nothing from God. He'll grind everything out of you, young person, worth heaven. And then he'll look at that and he'll say, that ain't worth nothing. And he'll throw it out. Simon! Simon! He did not say Judas, because Judas was gone. Judas, it was too late. Judas had sold himself and Jesus way too cheap. Somebody said, how much is 30 pieces of silver? I said, way too cheap. Way too cheap. Because when he got it, he didn't want it. When you sell out and you take what the devil offers you, young person, hey man, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get it. And about 1 second later, you're going to say, what have I done? Peter went to the temple and threw them 30 pieces down. But Jesus wasn't dealing with him. Jesus didn't give up on him. He just couldn't help it. The Bible said that Satan had entered into Judas in this same chapter. So Jesus looks at the situation, and instead of saying, Judas, there's no help, he gave him sup. He was one of them. He bowed down, took the towel, girt about him, and washed his feet. Could you do that? I don't think I could do it, but Jesus did it. But then he turned to Peter and said, there's hope for you. Great God, maybe I can tell you about the sifter. Maybe I can warn you about the tricks of the devil. Maybe I can save you from the sifter. Somebody pray tonight. Help me tonight. Oh, somebody in this building. I can hear it. I can hear it. I can hear it. Oh, God. Oh, Lamb of God. Woo! Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, God. I wonder if Jesus or God and the devil had their visitation like they did in that famous book of Job. One of the girls was telling me before church, her daddy had to work tonight. Brother Gene, I understand that. I pastored a church, and I worked the whole time I was there. There's nothing wrong with that. You just can't make every meeting and go everywhere. But I'm going to tell you right now, I said I was afflicted with that once. Hey, man, there's a book called The Afflictions of Job, and I had one of them. Hey man, it's right over there before the book of Psalms. And you get in a book of Job, you're going to have some afflictions. You're going to have some trials and troubles. Hey man, and I'm telling you, I had it. Praise God, but God took me through. Somewhere or another. Amen. He went, and the devil said, the only one reason Job serves you is because you got a hedge. God said, did you know that the devil preached us a good message right there? Woo! I love it. The devil got up and preached a good message that God has got a hedge about us. It's dangerous in Taiwan. We had men shot through the head and left on the road for dead on the very road we go to church on in Honduras this year. In the month of February, three shots through the helmet and left his motorcycle laying there and left him dying in his own blood. It's dangerous, brother. But I'm going to tell you, amen, have you considered that your God has put a hedge about you? I know you can handle it. I know you're not scared, but you've got that precious package that the Lord gave to you. And I'm telling you, brother, he's able to keep you. She's part of you. Amen. She's a part of your ministry. God's able to keep you, friend. It don't matter where you are. Run up down the highway. Be 2 feet from instant death. And God can keep you. Amen. I've been up in an airplane in Honduras. When one of the cylinders went out, the FAA investigator said that plane cannot fly. Friend, we got full of the Holy Ghost. We didn't start praying, now lay me down to sleep. I hope the Lord my soul does keep. We got to praying in the Holy Ghost. The power God come on that plane, and it floated all the way to the ground with the engine not even running half speed. It can't do it. I said it can do it because God put a hedge about it. We were doing the work of the Lord. We were doing the work of the Lord. I was in Vietnam with the bullets flying all around me and bombs. My XO, my executive officer, sitting right next to me in a Jeep, shot through both legs, flipping and flopping around like a fish out of water, screaming, medic, medic, blood flying everywhere. Not a scratch on this boy. I had a wife praying. I had a mom and daddy at home in the Assembly of God Church in Dallas. I was praying. Oh, God, don't let him die. Oh, don't let him die lost. Bandidos put out a contract on me because I shot up the Scorpion's den in Dallas. So the Scorpions put out a contract on me. Dead. Wanted more dead than alive. And then I went to church And that outfit of a preacher said, the devil's out to kill you. I said, three strikes, buddy. I'm out. I ain't got a chance. Three contracts on me. They're trying to kill me. And the preacher began to preach. Amen. And I began to grip the pew. And my knuckles turned white. And I was short of breath. My face got redder than it is right now. Amen. I didn't know what to do. The preacher said, come on down here. And he'll forgive you of your sins. Hit that altar and he'll save you. Man, I hit it in a dead run. I slid in there. And the great umpire called the game. And said, safe. I slid in safe. At an old-fashioned altar. When the enemy was out to kill me. And you did too, brother. Yeah, you did. Woo! He said, saved and safe. Have you ever been saved? Huh? My mom and daddy goes to a holiness church. I didn't ask you that. Well, you see, I've been sitting on the ministry of one or other of the savages for years. Friend, you've been privileged. You've been blessed. But are you saved? Satan has got this sifter. Well, I got saved 30 years ago, but are you still saved tonight? That sifter, I hear it here at Massanova. I hear it grinding. Oh, somebody is getting caught in the sifter. Hey, man, when you get in this thing, you just get to going around, around, around. Woo, you know what's going on. You can't make a good judgment. You can't see it like it really is. You can't understand. People are yelling at you, but you're going every which way. You're in the sifter. Look like your world is spinning around and upside down. You don't know what to do and which way to turn. But I'm telling you now, he told me to tell you. Hey, man. While you're in the sifter, you can get a grip on the lip of the sifter, and you can hold on. Woo! You can hold on. Let her rock and let her roll. Your name is on the roll. Your foot is on the rock. Woo! Just let her rock and roll, friend. It'll be all right. Amen. If you can hold on, he'll pull you through. Brother Pete Carroll said, if you can hold on tight enough, he'll pull you through a knot hole. I do believe in my heart, amen, that God can work it out. He was warning Peter in advance, like I'm doing tonight. The preacher may not know, and I sure don't know where you are, but he said, preach on the sifter and tell somebody Satan wants to sift everything good out of you and then throw you away. Oh, God. Oh, God. Woo! She was 22 years old in my church. Had a baby out of wedlock. Had a girlfriend or a friend, and they were riding up the highway one day there in Decatur, and they had to go west in the afternoon, and up on the top of that hill was Wise Ready Mix Concrete Company, and that man, I think they were coming from Bridgeport this way, east, and the man was going up the hill in his concrete truck, and the sun was right there. I mean, a steep hill. If you go up 380, across 287 near, outside of Decatur. I'm telling you the exact names and the exact location. And Rachel was driving. There was a baby in there and another lady, or she was driving and Rachel had the baby. And God had dealt with them. We'd had a real, real move of God just a few nights before. Some of the ladies, like they want to do and are good to do and thank God for them, gathered around her and said, oh, Rachel, we're praying for you. Come on up to the altar. Let's get saved tonight. Come on. Why don't you pray tonight? Amen. She said, what for? And they said, so you can be saved. Why would I want to be saved? So you won't have to go to hell. Rachel looked at him and said, hell, I can handle it. I can handle it. Some of y'all said, I can handle this sin. I can handle this rebellion. I can handle this bitterness. I can handle this defiance. I don't care what the preacher is, how big he is, or how bad he is. I can stand it. I can be here every night of revival and listen right what he's saying. But I can handle my problem. I hear that sifter. when Rachel got up toward the top or coming over the hill, the man was blinded by the sun, got that concrete truck over about 3-4 feet in the other lane. And when they came over that hill, that thing mashed them into nothing. There was thousands of pounds of wet concrete on that truck. And he never hardly even knew he hit nobody. And they were just mashed. They were destroyed. Went instantly out into eternity without God. Amen. I'm prepared to meet God. Amen. But just before that, we had that service. I heard that sifter. Amen. Over Rachel's head. And God saying, I'm trying to deal with you now. You're not lost. You're lost, but you're not lost forever now. It's not over now. Amen. I could hear that sifter grinding, telling her you can handle it. Telling her you can hold on. You can make it. But somehow or another, amen, within a matter of weeks, amen, that truck ran over them and flattened them like a pancake, and they were lost forever and ever and ever without God. You know why it tears your heart out for those people over there? You know why? Because it ain't like a doctor. I might help them for a little longer. It ain't like a lawyer. I might get them out of this lawsuit and they might make it. It ain't like a banker. I can get them out of a bankruptcy and pull them through. What we're doing is forever. Souls is for eternity. Souls is for eternity. Why do you think the pressure's on the preacher like it's on? I could grind that sifter right here if I wanted to, but I don't feel led to do it. I don't feel like I need to. But it's a pressure here, amen, upon this young man in both ways. He is, but he ain't. Amen. He will be, but he's not. And all this stuff in here, and that's just little Ricky. Amen. Grew up here. Why, Lord, what's he going to do? Amen. If you're not careful, friend, amen, you can help the devil sift some good out of a good man. Everywhere he's preached, there have been results. Every time he comes to our church, we have revival. God uses him and helps him. Amen. If we're not careful, we'll try to fulfill the scripture Jesus quoted and said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own house, in his own neighborhood. And some folks feel led to fulfill that verse. Woo, come on. I hear that sifter grinding, Brother Slim. Pray. I'm telling you, somebody is right on the edge, right about on the middle of it. Well, that sifter's just a grinding, wanting to take everything out, wanting to ruin everything, wanting to kill that testimony, destroy that witness. If you can get up here tonight and say, I've always lived the best I knew how, I'm not perfect. I'm not saying I haven't sinned, but I've lived the best I know how, and I'm doing what I can for God. I'm raised in a holiness church. I got a holiness family. Somebody loves you and wants you to make it. Somebody's sacrificing to put you in that school so you can blow bubbles and act stupid. I'm telling you now, somebody's blood, sweat, and tears went to build a school so your children would not have to be taught by a bunch of perverts and devils. And that's exactly what the public school is full of. I'm not saying all of them, but it's full of it. You may be there making a difference. Thank God for you. Thank God. A little salt makes a big difference. You don't believe me, next time you fix a quarter pound roast, put a quarter pound of salt in there. Come on now. A little salt makes a big difference. And we need that salt and that light. If we're the salt and we're the light, it's time for us to shake and shine. Somebody say amen. Woo! It's time for us to do something besides just let my little light shine. Amen. There's lost people dying, going to hell. While we're playing around, while we're enjoying our little tent revival we got here, our little tabernacle we built right here. Amen. We don't do nothing outside this building. We just show up, and we think God's going to bless us for that. There's a lost and dying world, friend. And the devil's saying, don't worry about it. You can't hardly hear the preaching. You can't hardly hear a call of God. You can't hardly hear that conviction because the sifter's grinding in the house of God tonight. Amen. We had a lady in our church. Her name was Sister Henderson. Amen. She said, oh, every service, pray for my daughter. Oh, pray for my daughter. She's lost. Mind she'd name off some of the things she is doing. Hey, man, I don't remember what all it was. It don't matter. But she was a sure enough sinner. Her name was Samantha. And Sister Henderson got saved. God delivered her from cigarettes she'd smoked all her life. She got sanctified, got filled with the Holy Ghost, and become a church member. I'm talking about part of what was going on every time the doors opened. I think she must have really got saved, Brother Chip. What do you think? Praise God. Next thing you know, she's praying for Samantha. Amen. Samantha was wobbled. She's about 28, 29, 30 years old. Amen. And God moved on Sister Henderson. And we really began to pray for her. Amen. And we got to really dealing with her. But she wouldn't listen. She wouldn't. The sifter was grinding. But she wouldn't have it. So it wasn't too long. Sister Henderson died. And we had the funeral in Boyd, Texas. Cold, rainy, windy day. I mean, almost ready to snow. It was bad. Amen. West Texas, where the wind blows. And we was out there in our covered up best we could. And there she sat about half naked on the front row. Amen. A bawling and a squalling over mama's casket where her mother laid there dead. Amen. I could hear that sifter grinding. I could hear it. And I just kept on when folks were freezing and shivering, had gloves and scarves, and they were just sitting there. I felt so sorry for them, I couldn't stand it. But that soul that was lost meant more than anybody's comfort. I know you've been here too long tonight, but it's time you got uncomfortable. If somebody might get saved, somebody might hear, if somebody might escape and be a survivor of the sifter. And I pulled and I cried and I pleaded and I begged. Oh, why don't you come? Finally, I said, Samantha, your mother requested prayer for you every service. Why don't you come and pray? Oh, no. And she'd cry and she'd bawl and try to pull this part of the dress up and this part of the dress down, and she never could get it right. I'm telling you right now, friend, somewhere along the line, conviction settled in on her, but she would not bow her knee. I knew it was bad. I felt it when it lifted. And I didn't want to go. Friend, I was as cold as anybody out there or about near. Amen. And I'm telling you, I was ready to go home. And I sure didn't want to deal with somebody in that miserable situation. But it was God's timing. And I knew it. That was on a Friday or Saturday. Amen. Oh, yeah. She just wouldn't come. The next Wednesday, I got the phone call. Sunday or Saturday to Wednesday, I got the phone call. And they said, you'll never believe it. I said, what? That Samantha and her boyfriend, her live-in, were arguing and drinking and fighting and busting up furniture. And she jumped in her mama's car, one of them big old 70s model LTD, kind of like a tank. And she spun out the driveway. And she got that thing going about 70 miles an hour by the Boyd Raceway. You can find the very place. When it turns, there's an abutment there for a bridge. She couldn't make the turn. And she hit that thing and went some hundred and some odd feet in the air and hit a big tree head on and burst instantly into flames. When that took them 30 days to scrape up enough DNA to get a positive identification. I heard that scepter. You hear me, Brother Savage? I heard it. I heard it, Brother Ricky. But I could not get her to listen. I'm hearing it tonight. I said, I'm hearing it tonight. You're on the verge. You're on the edge. Amen. You're wishing. Amen. Somehow you could sow a few wild oats. They're going to come up. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that. Whatsoever a girl soweth, a boy soweth, that shall they also reap. Would you stand to your feet with me tonight? I need a praying church in this house. I'm not going to preach 45 minutes and give a 30-second altar call. I'm telling you, I'm dealing for souls here tonight. I'm dealing for souls here tonight. I want you to know God told me, you, friend, are in that sifter. Your world is shook up. Your life is in a mess. Your heart's broken. There's things that's coming to you you don't understand. You're going round and round and round and round and round. Hearing those sifters. Hearing that grinding. Hearing them wheels are turning. Hearing that sifting to get everything out of you that's of any value so the devil can throw you away. But I'm telling you, God sent me to shake this sifter in front of you and tell you Peter, amen, was in that sifter right then. And Jesus said, but I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. Not that I'll get you out of the sifter. Not that you won't have to go into the sifter. But that your faith won't fail while you're in there. And God will bring you over as a survivor of the sifter. Somebody help me pray tonight. Oh God, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a glad day coming for some. There's a sad day coming for others. Are you ready? I want to ask you tonight, are you ready for Jesus? Are you ready to meet him tonight? This world is at the end. It's being shook. Half a dozen more earthquakes this week already. Oh yeah, he said they're going to be there. They're going to shake this world. They're going to shake everything except the church. And if it gets shaken, amen, then it shall remain. Woo, hallelujah. I'm telling you, you stick with God. Amen. He's praying for you. Jesus is ever at the Father's right hand making intercession for you. When Stephen was being stoned by the world, he looked up and Jesus got up. You hear me? When he looked up, Jesus got up. He was no longer sitting at the Father's right hand, but standing right there making intercession for Stephen, saying, come on, boy. Hold on. Come on. Don't curse them. Don't throw the rocks back. Don't wish them ill. Amen. He said, I lay not the sin to their charge. And his spirit was received up into heaven. Woo! Praise God. He didn't get delivered from the stones, but he got delivered from the stoners. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus wasn't delivered from the cross, but he was delivered from the sin of it. And he became victorious over it. And he gave you and I the ability, amen, to live a life of righteousness and true holiness. Amen. And please God. And you can't please hardly anybody. You may never please me, but you can please God. You can please God. All you got to do is live all you know to live. And then see if there's maybe some more you need to know. God's dealing tonight. God's dealing tonight. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. I don't want anybody looking around. Please don't be disrespectful. Surely we can reverence the altar service. Surely we can stay in here long enough for somebody to feel conviction. I hear that sifter. This is Satan's sifter. Not God's sifter. Satan's sifter. Satan has desired you that he might sift you as wheat. You're here tonight because God timed your journey in life to be in this building hearing this message because he wants to help you, because he loves you, because he knows you can be a survivor of the sifter. You can hold on. If you'll get a hold of a nail-scarred hand, you can hold on. You can make it. If you can take it, you can make it. God will help you. If there's somebody in this house, saints, pray with me, would you? You're here and you know you're lost. Or you're not sure that you're really saved. Hey, man, I want you to lift your hand. I want to pray for you. God wants to help you. It doesn't matter what your mother and dad think. It doesn't matter what the preacher might think. I'm dealing with you and God knows now already what you've been playing with, what you've been handling this week, what you've took into your bosom that's one day going to burn you. Everybody's going to know about it. Then you might as well confess it and forsake it now. Young lady, everybody's going to know. Everybody's going to know. Young man, everybody is going to hear about it. Everybody's going to know. You might as well confess it to God tonight. I didn't fool nobody in that church. They knew I was the worst sinner probably ever been there. But they prayed for me. They prayed for me. When I came down to that altar, I didn't have to pray by myself. They met me down there and they smothered me. Oh, God. Thank God for the praying saints of God. Somebody in here needs to lift your hand and say, "Preacher, you got to pray for me. You got to pray for me. Satan is trying to take everything from me that's worth having. Everything that's valuable." Yes, sir. God knows. You might just well be honest with God and with me tonight. All I want to do is pray for you. That's all. That's all. I got to do what God told me to do. You ought to do what you know you need to do. And that's be open and honest with God and the man of God that He used to bring you to this place. Please don't ever get to where you can disrespect the preaching and the man of God. You're on your way out, friend. You are on your way out. Amen. Somebody else. I'm saying to you, saith the Lord, tonight, that I have loved you with an everlasting love. I've never given up on you. I've never quit you. I've never failed you. But tonight, I'm wanting to bring you to a closer walk with me. I'm wanting to get you into my bosom. I'm wanting to draw you unto me. Oh, as a hen would gather her chicks. Do not refuse me, saith the Lord. Do not reject me. Do not say, amen, another day, another service, another night, another revival. Say unto me this night, I will, Lord, I will. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, children. Somebody come to the piano just as I am without one plea. Or why not tonight? Or pass me not, oh gentle Savior, whatever. I'm telling you, God wants to deal with you. Amen. Amen. Come on. You ain't got no place to go. It's more important than being right here right now. God, while God is dealing for souls for eternity, I want you to lift your hand and admit right here to God, Lord, I need you. I need you desperately. Amen. If you don't move on me, I'm in trouble. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to fail you. Even though you never failed me, I'm afraid I'm going to miss it. Come on, lift your hand. God is dealing with sin and sinners, backsliders, cold and indifferent. Those that seem to be lifted up in themselves to believe that they cannot fall. God is trying to help you, friend. That scepter, it's grinding right now. Simon! Not Peter, but Simon, my friend. Simon, whom I know. Simon, whom I love. The sifter is grinding for you, Simon. But I'm praying for you. Two activities going on here tonight, grinding and praying. Which one are you going to yield to in the house of God? Oh, He loves you. You'll never be loved. You'll never be loved like Jesus loved you. I know others have failed you. I know others have let you down. I know others have forsaken you. I know others who ought to have really loved you and stood beside you have failed you. Maybe a preacher's failed. Maybe you offended in me tonight. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have that but nothing in the world. I'll apologize to you personally if that's what it takes. Don't you go to hell over it. Don't you go to hell over it. Don't you go to hell over a backslid preacher that's done you and your family wrong. Don't you go to hell while somebody that's offended you has already prayed through and they're on their way to heaven and you're still carrying a bitter pill. Amen. That you're chewing on every day. When Jesus said, "I forgive, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you." You must forgive 70 times 7. 490 times, or in other words, without end. Just keep forgiving. But if you don't forgive them, I'll not forgive you. I'm trying to help you tonight. Am I still in the Bible, Brother Savages? Huh? If I get out of it, you let me know. Jesus said, I can fix it. I can take that broken heart. I can put it back together. I can take that broken home and I can mend it. I can take your broken life and make you a success. I can take those things that's been sifted out of you and put them back. But you're going to have to yield to me tonight, tonight, tonight. Make you move now while the sifter's grinding before he sees. He's ground everything out of you and there's nothing left but heartache and heartbreak, disappointment and bitterness. Come on, somebody come pray with this good sister tonight. She needs help. She knows it. She wants it. She's here on her own. This ain't Sunday. This ain't Tuesday. She came because she wants to get closer to God. I want somebody to come and help her. Y'all talk to her. Help her understand what it takes. Come on now. Some of y'all think it's over because one has come. The pressure's not off of you. You are going to leave this place and you're going to get in your car and you're going to hear something go ching, 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 ching. It's going to be the scepter. Satan wants to sift you. You can stop it if you'll come to Jesus tonight and say, Lord, forgive me. Turn me around. Turn me around. Let's pray tonight. Let's believe God together. My, the Lord loves us. He wants to help us, friend.